plate a potential nugget.
And I'd love to talk about both these themes along the way, Jennifer. One is around your thinking around adult development, and the second is complexity. Maybe we start with adult development. Maybe just to set the language for the purpose of listeners, could you talk a little bit about the five stages of adult development? And then we could pick it up from there.
Sure. So there are a bunch of developmental theories, and they each have their own kind of language, of course. They're all cousins to each other. You see quite strong family resemblances. So I'll use the language that is mine or Bob Keegan's, because Bob Keegan at Harvard was my PhD advisor. So so there you have it, and it actually begins in childhood, not in adulthood so much. We're talking about human development, really. The earliest stage I think of is the magical mind, when little kids live in this world of wonder and exploration. Then as they grow, they move into what I think of as the self-sovereign mind, this world where they become the king or the queen of a tiny, tiny little kingdom of one. And then they begin to let the world in and begin to take on society and become really fully enmeshed in some other group and begin to take their identity and their cues from that group. And that's called the socialized mind. Then as we grow, some people, but not all adults, begin to move into a place where they're tired of just breathing in what society wants from them. And instead they begin to write their own story, which is why that form of mind is called the self-authored form of mind. And then for a much smaller number of people, they find that the complexity of the world is actually too much for them to be even writing their own story with their self-authored mind. And they grow into a way of metabolizing change and complexity as development, and seeing every interaction as a possibility for co-creation and growth. And we call that the self-transforming mind. So there you get all five of them, from kind of childhood through old age, really.
And just maybe a silly question. I could somehow in my mind picture stages 1 to 4, but stage 5, are there examples of people, just to bring it to life? What sorts of people are we talking about?
Yeah, it's such a small percentage of the population, and it's so out of our kind of normal thinking, or what leadership development programs or leadership development books teach you to be, which is much more in the kind of self-authored space. The self-transforming space is a place that we would mostly recognize as a kind of a wisdom, and we'd see more examples of it in wisdom traditions. People who are able to set down their own agenda and reach for something more collective. You see it in the great, you know, sort of most iconic leaders that we could name. Nelson Mandela, who talks about, you know, as long as any of us are in prison, both the jailers and the prisoners are all together in chains. So it has this sense of surpassing any individual perspective or point of view, and being able to handle and hold a multiplicity simultaneously.
Got it. Thank you for listening. For more content across 50 plus speakers, 500 plus nuggets, painstakingly curated across 65 odd themes, please visit playtopotential.com. You can also find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcast Player, and most other podcast platforms.